Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is Tuesday, the motherfucking 26th of March. Solo podcast, the way it used to be, you know what I mean? Before fucking all these other assholes started stepping on the game, you know? Of course, the phone's going buck mad straight away. But yeah, it's become a bit of a fucking pattern to just have, you know, like a Mickey Bartlett or a, let me just move this giant cock out of the way for the visual listeners. Yeah, it's been a bit of a pattern emerging, you know, just everyone turning up on the podcast. But do you know what? It's good to just go back to the roots, you know what I mean? Do one by yourself. And just get a wee chat out of the way. We've got some shit to talk about. Do I have notes? Do I have notes? Oh, I do! Where are they? They're over here. Of course they're fucking over here. Like a twat. Huh? Oh, they're not. We're back. We're back in. Here we are. The notes are actually under the laptop, because of course, unprepared, you know? What are we going to plug this week? The tickets to the Odyssey Arena, the SSE Arena, are on sale. Not only are they on sale, they're over two-thirds sold out, and we're waiting for the payday this Friday to really just fucking give it an extra shove up the doot, you know what I mean? The tickets are on sale, everybody. You know one of those ones? And, so yeah, you can get it. Go to it's weird to see when you click into the areas of seats when you can really see the fucking the tickets that have shifted already. Gives me the absolute shits. Getting the shits. So there you have it. They're on sale. The Lavery's Comedy Club is back, I think, on the 3rd of April. Thought it was the 1st for a while. It's actually not. It would have been amazing if it was the 1st, actually. But yeah, we're back on the 3rd with myself. I'll be emceeing. Paddy McDonald's going to headline, I think. We got Rory Woods. We got Sean Hegarty. We got Diona Doherty. Hegarty. They're married. I think she still uses her maiden name for her stage name. I'm not sure. But according to most of the posters I've seen, that's what I've picked up on. So there you go, guys. That's going to be exciting. Merch, of course, at ColinGettis.com. If you want to support the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Patreon folk. So if you want to chuck a dollar, you know, I'm not trying to be cool by using American speak. It is literally all in dollars. If you want to chuck a dollar into the pot, you know, keeps us in dildos and equipment, you can do so at patreon.com/genderbanderpodcast. What are the bonuses of being on that? You get cool shit. Not regularly, the way most Patreons do it, or some Patreons like Blind Boys, you don't get anything free, but on mine, eventually, I would like to give you something sort of quarterly. So the next thing that will be out will be the special that was recorded at the old fucking Limelight there back in January, so hopefully we'll get that out soon. Got some corporate jobs to get out of the way, first of all, you know what I mean? Pay them fucking bills, bitch! Let me play this fucking intro and we'll get stuck in, will we? Sure we'll. Is it playing? I mean, probably not. Fucking scrap. Right about you, Apple scrap. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul. Colin Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis, Jettis, Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah, there we go. Now, I've mentioned in the past few podcasts that I have been not on the drink, haven't been drinking a wild lot, but I'll tell you what's come back with a vengeance. Coffee. The caffeine levels are through the pissing roof right now. Absolutely spat everywhere when I did that. Disgusting. I've just seen on the fucking thing here, ADHD off to a flying start. The charity gig that we did for Marie Curie at the old Black Box there raised nearly £3,000. Knocking on the door of £3,000, you know, but no doubt some fucking anus somewhere is like, but I didn't think there was much of a diversity in the lineup. That annoys me, because you don't know what the fuck we identify as, you assuming bitch. I of course hit the mic with a mug, unprofessional, but you know what I mean, I'm angry, fuck's sake. So yeah, thanks to everyone who came to that shit, amazing. I'm in talks with our boy Niall from Community Rescue Service, who the BBC made a show about called The Search. We did a gig for them before. If you want to see the vlog, I think it's called Being Funny, Raising Money or some bullshit like that. Where we did a gig for them before, a fundraiser. We're in talks with him to do another one because it's a very worthy, volunteer-based charity for people who need looked for. You know what I mean? Whether they've gone missing, whether, you know, some people fucking take their own lives, unfortunately, and someone's got to recover their body, and it's not a glamorous job, and most people are doing it as on a volunteer basis, which is fucking crazy. Doing God's work there, okay? Which is a terrible term, but I don't know a better one. You know what I mean? So there you go. What have I been up to since I last did a podcast with Aaron McCann? Did various things. Did a gig in Newcastle. Let's brush past that. By the way, this podcast is going to be no longer than 1 hour long. All being well. We did a gig there in Newcastle, County Down, which is one of those gigs that I should have, you know, I was in the midst of doing gigs before Christmas or whatever, and then one of them sold out, and the guy that runs it was like, do you want to do another one? And I went, sure. You know, you up front, you go, fucking right, let's do it, let's do a fucking gig, you know? And then he organises a date, and you go, yeah, sure, because it doesn't seem close enough to be real. And then a couple of weeks go by, and then he's like, oh yeah, do you have a poster or anything for this? Because it's in like 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh fuck. How many tickets are sold? He's like 25 of 100. And I went, sweet, did one story, sold out. You know, it's not selling well. One Instagram story sold out. Fucking suck. Now, is there anything else to do in Newcastle? Fuck no. I could have been turning up, spinning plates on my erect cock. People would have paid into that shit. But I went to do that gig, and a fella called Jack McGee was MC, and he did very well. Sort of new to the stand-up world, relatively new. Did very well. Hadn't seen him gig before. He's doing Laveries in the near future also. Did well. The Loaf McCann obviously was there, and he went up and did support. Did very well. And sometimes there are benefit. You know, sometimes you can be a headliner, quote unquote, and people don't give a fuck about any of the other acts. They go, oh, sure, we'll sit through this bollocks till the headliner gets on. And that's a good mentality to have, or it's a good mentality to deal with if you are the headliner. You know, I've witnessed it at the Empire and stuff in the early days when I used to visit there. You know, people would be like, ah, sure, we'll just chat through the opener. And then the open spot will come on and we'll not give a fuck. And then we will pay attention to the headliner because that's what we've paid in for. The flip side of that is everyone pays attention because they're not half splattered yet. And they just sit there and go, ah, fair enough, bit of support. Ha ha, very nice. And then they hit the break and they go and do 14 to 15 Jaeger bombs or something. And there's a fly in here. And they come back absolutely dicked. And of course, you know, I fell victim to the nemesis of all stand-up comedians, which is in fact, and I'm not being sexist, because it's absolutely true, the drunk female. And dare I say, the drunk single mess of a female who's just tipping over. I mean, these are the facts of life, guys, okay? Just tipping over the, like, oh, my friends, they're married. Oh, some of them are having kids. And I'm getting a wee bit sloppy when I'm out. That sort of vibe, you know what I mean? 32. My age, basically. My age in a female version. You know? You know, you could be like, well, is it like your wife? And I'd be like, nah, bro, she's 29. Do you know what I mean? Playa! Hanging out with them young chicks, you know? call me Young Savile. That's my new rap name. It's Young Savile. Nothing but young chicks. Now then. My new single, Now Then, Bitch. Don't know what that noise came out of my nose. But yeah, she's just, you know, that just sloppy fucking drunk. Over to the left, wouldn't shut the fuck up. And there's the problem with these gigs, you know. Maureen has said to me before, she goes, there's a lot of places you might go where people just want to fucking, like, you could just walk out and be like, oh, what's crack? I'm Barry the Blender. And people will go, yeah! And just enjoy that for a second instead of actually, you know, having to fucking do any work. And that's the thing. Arma Khan, after, I was like pissed off after this gig, which was just an hour or 45 minutes of this girl heckling and me telling her to fuck up and no one doing anything about it. And then other people chipping in. And then he would say something. And I would say something about my wife and she would go, I have heard that your wife's quite attractive. And then someone else would go, I'm Maureen. And everyone's shouting all this shit. And I would just stand back and let the crowd go, bye-bye. And they're all talking to each other. And I'm like, what is happening here? What the fuck is going on here? And then the more comfortable she got, the more comfortable everyone else got. So if they felt like saying something, they would just be like, I'm going to chip in with this. And you're like, "What? I literally don't know why I'm trying. And I came off stage and was pissed off. And Aaron was like, oh, you shouldn't let that fucking, like, Aaron giving me stand-up advice. He's like, I don't think you should let that annoy you, you know, it's just another gig. And you're like, it's not the fact that that happened. It's the fact that it's such a waste of time, you know? You're like fucking, you're literally like, you know, writing Monday, Tuesday for Lavery's, go up and try fucking half an hour new stuff, which doesn't seem like much, but that would be like, you know, a singer-songwriter basically writing fucking 8 songs and then just performing them 2 days later, having not recorded them or anything. Just like, you ever written these songs? I've got the lyrics on a sheet here and I'm just going to go up and fucking wing it, see how it goes. That's kind of the equivalent. And then rewriting it Thursday, Friday, and then putting fucking £50 of fuel in your car and driving for fucking 3 hours to get to this place. And then just to go up on stage, hoping you can do your best and want to entertain people. And then people just won't fuck up. And you're like, brilliant. Glad I fucking blew my Friday night doing this shit. Now, it sounds like I'm ungrateful for the people who did come out. But just know this. It could have been way better had there not been some fucking idiots in the crowd. It's happened to me before where, like, as soon as the gig was done, I was like, I should have briefed the fucking owners and just been like, listen, everyone's paying money in here. In fact, I don't know why there's not more of a gang mentality where everyone just gets together and beats the flying fuck out of whoever's fucking making noise. But I don't know. You're just like, it's not fun for the people who have also paid in, who are just basically watching me tell one woman to shut the fuck up. And then she kept going, like, let's carry on. You know, like, she'd interrupt me and I'd say, what? And then she would go quiet, which is the most bitch thing of all time. You know what I mean? Or she kept, anytime I would say something, she would go, okay. As in, like, oh, is that your opinion? And you go, hold on a second. It's fucking stand-up. I'm going to say some outlandish shit and then probably try and correct myself shortly after. Okay, fair enough. That's your opinion. Yeah. Lunatic. And then I basically would say something, then she would go quiet, and then I would be like back and forward for a second, and then she would be like, all right, carry on. And I'm like, oh, thank you, drunk bitch, for allowing me to carry on, arsehole. I went mean on her. There's a clip of me. I was like, fucking, are you in a relationship? And she went, no. And I went, no fucking wonder. I was like, see this, carry on? That's the sort of shit that will eventually lead you to just dying alone. And then I tried to explain to her, she was probably exactly the type of woman that's like, there is the nanny, there's no man can even handle this. I'm too much woman for you. You know? Boke down the front of your fucking top. shit heap. But here, Newcastle's all right in the daytime, but there's something about those coastal towns where you're like, fucking any day I'm going in the sea here. Mmm. Unbelievable. Oh. We'll not hang about on that. You know, it's negative, isn't it? It's negative to talk shit about bad gigs. I mean, sure. And the thing is, you get people who heckle, you know, and then people will come around the back and be like, all right, mate, no, I'm a big fan of your stuff. And you go, are you? You big fan? Or just paying to a gig to just fucking shout shit at me the whole time? And it's one of the things, you're like, oh, Colin, you can't even deal with a heckler. I can deal with a heckler. What I can't deal with is someone who is a fucking complete idiot, who feels no shame. You know, that's the thing. People are full of drink, they just don't feel shame. You could literally humiliate them. And they don't even realise it's happening. No awareness whatsoever. Cool people. Anyway, we'll swiftly move on. Here's another thing I did. I eventually got round to going up the old Kulka mountain there, down in Fermanagh. You know, made a vlog about that one time as well. Me and Maureen went up it in the heat, absolutely fully unprepared. Couldn't have been more. I thought basically you got out of the car, walked 10 feet, and just fucking, you were straight up the goddamn boardwalk. Not at all. You get out of the car, you walk for about an hour and a half, then you hit the fucking thing, which is like so steep, and by that stage your legs are burnt out. Now, it was the summer last time I did it, very busy, and I thought I fucking, you know, we did it quickly. And by the way, I was pouring water out before I left. I was like, we're not going to need 2 litres. Glug, 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 poured it out. And sure enough, got to the top, no food, very little water, about to die. So that was not pleasant whatsoever. This time we did it, a lot less people on it. Weather, absolutely fucking disastrous. Maureen didn't even go. I was talking to fucking Maureen's sister's boyfriend, Frank, who's from Dutch Frank, and I was like, let's go and do this walk tomorrow, and he's like, yeah, let's do that. So it ended up, it was me, him, and Maureen's two sisters, Niamh and Lucy. And Maureen's like, am I fucking up that again? And I'm glad she didn't, because she would have not liked it at all. You know, she is, you know, we joke about Princess Maureen, she is the most, like, princess-esque, you know, doesn't deal well with discomfort, can't even hide on her face disgust or discomfort, and just isn't into that sort of shit. So she just chilled at home. Wise decision. While I'm halfway up a fucking mountain with rain and wind hitting the left side of my face that was so fucking cold that I was like, I feel like I've been to the dentist. Like the side of my face and eye and lip is like I was worried it was just going to bite through my fucking lip. It was absolutely fucking freezing. But we made it up and we got absolutely gunned it up this fucking thing. I think it took us an hour and 10 minutes to get from the car park to the top of the fucking thing. Like, it was a goddamn workout. Like, by the time we got the steps, it was, like, pumping. Like, literally, like... And honestly, I think, like... I had asthma as a child when I played a lot of fucking football and whatnot. And it's... I think you can grow out of asthma, which I did, because I knew, like... Even trying to sleep and not coughing through the night and stuff meant that I sort of had grown out of it a bit. However, if I'm in cold air, like if I fucking go for a wee run and it's freezing or I do something like that, the cold air just down your pipe is like, you do get a wee bit fucking wheezy on it. Like, also coupled with the fact that I'm a fat cunt. With surprising cardio, but sure. Yeah, I was like, walking up the thing, I was like, I can't get a fucking breath in this goddamn thing. You know, my legs are dead. Now, the day before, didn't do myself any favours. Did a fucking hit session on an assault bike. 20 minutes. 25 seconds on, 35 off. The fucking... My legs were stiff. My ass was sore. And then we walked up a fucking hill in the pissing cold, which just was not pleasant. But, and yeah, fucked. Literally fucked by the time I got to the top. And then there was no sights to be seen. It was completely foggy. Went to take a selfie and some girl goes, do you want me to take it for you? And I couldn't even hear her saying that. So I was like, do you want me to take that for you? And then she goes, are you Colin? And I went, yeah. And she took the photo and I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't even really know where to fucking go after that question. Hey, are you Colin? Yeah. Cool. Photo. Cool. And then got the whole way back down. Now, very questionable car park attendance, I will say. Pull up, there's this little strange, you know, boy. Could have been a man, could have been a boy, I don't know. You never know these inbreds. And he was about 16, yet he was in a fucking, like an old Lexus. Would it have been like a fucking, let me see, Lexus. Let me see. Let me see. It had to be in the fucking 90s, this thing. 1999. Yeah, dude's in a fucking Lexus LS 400 or something from like 1999. And he's like 15. And I was like, this is suspect. He's like, hello, it's £5. And I, do you know when something like, not that I get, obviously I'll pay a fiver, I don't give a fuck, but I'm like, because it's like it's nothing, but I was like, you don't look very official, apart from you've got a walkie-talkie, young chap. Huh? You fucking weirdo, in your welly boots, in your jeans that are way too tight. You know, and I was like, okay, got a wee sign that you've made there, you printed something off Word, stuck it to a board, all right. See where you're going. You know, and he's like, okay, can go to the second car park. So I drove up a bit, and there's this other weird fucking mystical guy with a hat on. And he's like, hello. Pull in there. And I went, all right. Pull on forward there. And then he said, you know when somebody says something, and you're like, is this the Truman Show or your robot? He said something like, ha, there you go, park up. Sure, we'll be here when you get back. And I went, what? And then I went, is there toilets here? And he goes, there's not. You go down there, and then you turn left, and you go 800 metres, and it's only 800 metres, and then you take a right, and then you go down to the Marble Arch Caves. Now, I get to the bottom of the car park, because we had a bow turn, because everyone needed a piss. Went back down, turned right, went about 800 metres, turned left, went about another 800. Terrible directions, sir. I think someone's just, you know, he's one of these reenactor type people who didn't get a fucking job that weekend. Normally I pretend I'm in World War One, and they're like, can you pretend to fucking point cars into space? I can, and I will give it my utmost attention. Where are the, someone said to him, where are the toilets? Down there, to the right, and then you take a left in the Marble Arch Caves, and he's like, no problem, rehearsed it, know it. Car comes up, the toilets are 800 metres down there, and round to the left, and over a bump, and you will see a witch, and then before you get to the end, you will have urinated. Completely overkill on the job. And then I pulled into the thing. He goes, you've just gone off the stones there a bit. And I went, yeah, because the arse of the car would be hanging out otherwise. Bring it back there. Is that, that's your rear wheel drive, aren't you? And I'm like, weird activities going on here. Just let me park the fucking car and go. I feel weird now. I want to go home. Strange, dude. Strange. But yeah, eventful day. And walked up that, came down, soaked. Now, absolutely everybody was ill-prepared. You know, Maureen's sisters turn up in like a wee fleece, like, oh yeah, kid, gonna walk up a hill. And you're like, no, you'll die. You know, I'm built like a fucking walrus here, and I am already freezing, and I'm scared of pneumonia. And you two are built like fucking, you know, baby birds. Thank fuck I had like two spare coats in the boot. I got a raincoat and then a big heavy, checky, sort of multi-layered shirt thing, or like sort of lumberjack jacket type thing. So they're both wearing the coats, and there is a photo of it on Instagram, all three of us just standing there like dicks, freezing, soaking wet. And nothing to report really, other than I was going to make a video about it, but I brought a camera with me, and sure enough, didn't it fucking just rain the whole time, couldn't even take it out. So sad times. Went for lunch after, got a steak sandwich, and I've never experienced this before, but it was obviously coming towards the end of the dinner service. I think the place is called like the Three Way Inn, which is, you know, not the most subtle orgy fucking hotel name of all time, but imagine that.
The Three Way Inn, you can get yourself a fucking, you can get yourself a steak sandwich and a suck job.
I don't know what accent that is either, but the Three Way Inn, you know what I mean? Figure it out.
Welcome to the hand job pub,
Three Way Inn. What other stupid names could you give it? Like,
welcome to fucking the Tug Jog Tavern.
Unbelievable. But yeah, it was obviously like winding down, and they thought they'd fed everyone they needed to feed, and it was approaching like 3 o'clock when the lunch service sort of ended, and I was like, can I get the steak sandwich? And you know, out the back, they went, fuck's sake, we've only one ciabatta left. So me and Frank got a fucking steak sandwich with half of the bottom of a ciabatta each, with a full-blown steak on it. And you're like, I don't know much about sandwiches, but that's a small piece of bread with a full steak on it. And I thought, but it sort of paid off, because I think they got pissed off. I expected a steak sandwich to be, you know, maybe they've chopped up some steak and cooked it with like some fucking onions and whatever, and put it on, in a sandwich. But I think because it was approaching the end of it, they just went, fuck it, we've only one ciabatta, give them half each, and then we'll just give them a fucking steak and just set it on there. So it was essentially like a fucking 10-ounce sirloin and chips with a small piece of bread under the thing. So, you know, can't complain, really. But at that, and hey, Colin, absolutely boner killer of a story there. Oh, fuck. We'll hit some questions, because that'll carry us through. Had a wonderful experience this morning. Me and Maureen have been, we've been doing a lot of walking together. And then I've been supplementing that with some runs. And I've experienced this weird thing recently, because, you know, I've been, go off, you cunt. I've been doing a bit of jiu-jitsu again. So immediately the thought of training with, like, fucking, you know, weights and barbells and all that carry on just makes me fucking feel sad, because the jiu-jitsu is so fun, and then I do like getting outdoors and walking about. But having walked up that thing there on Sunday in a pair of fucking Nike Metcons, I was like, these are not suitable for walking. And I have another pair of New Balance sort of trainers, which I think are more cash, even though they're horrible. Oh fuck. I went running them. Shite. You could just feel every stone under your foot. It was terrible. So this morning I got to go and buy new trainers, my favourite thing to do. And I bought the most fucking dad boner, like, sensible shoes. They're a pair of Caramore fucking running shoes with like moldies on the bottom nearly. You know, they're like all terrain. They're the sort of shoes that an absolute nerd would wear, and he'd be like, listen, if I ever get caught out, it's waterproof. It's got grip, you know? It doesn't even have laces. It has a quick-release zip tie. And I zip that up, and I'm ready for action. And you're like, yeah, but I'll tell you how many fannies are closing up when you're wearing those with jeans and a tucked-in check shirt. Yeah, whatever, I dress for function. Not pussy. That's got to be the name of this podcast, Function Over Puss. It's going to be quite a quick... Oh, went to see the movie Us as well. You know, the Jordan Peterson. I love when black dudes sound like they own fucking... like a bar in rural Ireland. Have you been down to Jordan Peterson's? Fucking have I, sir. Weird. I mean, he makes very unique movies. You know, I think... You know, there are going to be movies in the future where people are like, oh yeah, it's very... Hold on a second. Did I just say Jordan Peterson? Dementia! Jordan Peele? Fuck's sake, bro. I'm going to have to edit that out. That is the most geriatric thing I've done, bar by those fucking Caramore fucking gardening shoes that I bought earlier. Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peele has a movie called Us. What a tard. I was listening to Jordan Peterson earlier. I think that's why it threw me off, but... Yeah, I went to see that movie, Us. Very fucking strange. Fucking burps everywhere. It was, it's weird. It's weird. Oh, man. I can't imagine going to see a Jordan Peterson-directed movie. It would start off like a normal movie, and then it would just be like, and then all of a sudden, the introduction of pronouns makes the world go crazy, and there's some LGBT zombies eating each other's miscellaneous genitalia. A terrible impression, but you know what I mean. I fucked that name up. How embarrassing. How embarrassing for me. Anyway, went to see that movie. Creepy as fuck. And, you know, some of us may or may not have been smoking weed in a vape form. And that didn't add to the pleasure whatsoever when you're watching a tense movie. Because your body's like relaxed, but your heart's like, nah, we're still in it. You know, beating like a motherfucker. And I'm like, chill out. I'm going to panic eat popcorn until I fucking nearly throw up. But yeah, it's good. And here's another thing for someone who does a podcast and is obsessed with noise. Like, I'll drink that coffee, but I try and do my best to be off mic as best as I can. Because any sort of like gulpy, weird noises drive me fucking insane. There's a good few bits in that movie where people get like choked to death or like they've been stabbed in the lungs and they're half dying. And it's all like all this gargling and shit. And you know, I'm not gonna lie to you, when you're fucking full of vaporized OG Kush, bro. I was freaking out. I was like, oh, fuck. Don't know where to look. Fuck that. Slightly unrealistic, you know what I mean? There are some people in that movie where you're like, you just took a full-blown, like a full-blown bat. This is what I don't understand. The dad at one point is trying to shut the door while these ones are getting in. Spoiler alert. He's got a baseball bat, like an aluminium one. Someone reaches around the door, grabs that, yanks it out of his hand and swings it down and like hits him on the knee. And he's crippled for the whole movie. He's limping everywhere. Oh, my fucking knee, my knee, my knee. He then hits a guy full clip on the head with an aluminium baseball bat, like, kink, hits him on the head. And the guy falls in the water. Obviously, you would die. And then the guy somehow manages to survive that and gets out of the water. And you're like, I'm pretty sure, like, I don't play much baseball, but if I had an aluminium baseball bat and someone gave me free rein, like, you know, I want you to smack this guy in the head as hard as you possibly can, your skull would open. I'm fairly confident of that. If I got one clean swing at someone's head with a baseball bat, it would come apart. Also, word of advice, don't Google dead on mafia, which I did just to see if it popped up anywhere. It's just basically pictures of heads, pictures of people that have been shot in mafia related things, and then maybe some places in like Brazil where people have been shot at point blank range on the head. And there's brains on the... I thought that was a turn of phrase, like, oh, I'm going to blow his brains out. No, your brains come out. When you get shot in the head, your brains come out. First question from McKee2708. Any doctors out there know why one of my nostrils is like totally clear and then the other one's like makes this rattle noise? What is that? Is that good or bad? Which female comedian would you rate? Personally, the only ones I find remotely funny are Catherine Ryan and Amy Schumer. But like, it's... I hate that. I mean, that's a woman saying that. So there you go, sisters. Yous are turning on yourselves. I mean, it's just... Again, it's the fucking percentage thing. Basically, there's a lot of dudes doing stand-up and there's about fucking... eighth of that number are women doing comedy, but the percentage that are good is still the same, so you're gonna have way more good dudes. But are you saying that? Like, I do stand up and it'd be like, I would be like, personally, the only stand-ups I find funny are, and then name like 10 comedians, they're the only ones I rate. Well, that's, I don't know, it's weird. I don't think Amy Schumer's that good. Catherine Ryan's good. I don't think Amy Schumer's all she's fucking cracked up to be honest. Christina Pajetsky, funny as fuck. Eleanor Carrigan, hilarious. When I seen her in the fucking thing there, seen Zoe fucking... Oh man, what's her name? Why can I only think of Zoe Salmon, who's not... Let me see, comedian... What the fuck is her name? Zoe Lyons. At the Stand in Glasgow. Fucking hilarious. There's tons of funny women, like. Niamh Maron, who's been at fucking Lavery's before. Very funny. So that's it. You're just not gonna see as many female comedians as you are male, so you're gonna think there's way less funny ones, and that's about it, really. To be honest with you. There's tons. You know, Joan Rivers. Goddamn hilarious. Have you watched The Disappearance of Madeleine McCann on Netflix? What's your views on it all? You think the parents done it? I'm watching it at the moment and it does seem like they did it. Well, that's everybody. You go on the journey when you watch that documentary, don't you? You go, they did it. They didn't do it. They did do it. They didn't do it. I mean, I would say... I would say somebody took her, but she definitely shouldn't have been left alone. So there is partial blame on the parents, for just fucking being stupid as fuck. Don't leave your kids in a fucking apartment, you knobs. Retarded, like fucking retarded. Lewis. What does that say? Louise McSomething? Why is Wayne's TV so shite now compared to when we were wee? Rugrats were full of hidden innuendos and shit and cleverly funny. It's all gone too PC. Don't you think? I get Mickey Bartlett to get on CBeebies or some shit, lazy bastard. Yeah, Mickey, make a kids program already, you fucking dick. I don't know. I never really watched much TV when I was a kid, which is so depressing. And I definitely don't watch any kids' TV now, so I don't fucking know really what you're talking about. But yeah, there are things where they're like, you know, they're definitely fucking hidden jokes and shit on it. I don't know. I literally have no point of reference whatsoever. I don't know what kids are even fucking watching these days. You know, I hear Peppa Pig being thrown around a lot, but I don't know what the fuck it is, to be honest. You know, does she even speak? Is Peppa a fucking girl? I have no idea. Moving along, would you ever consider doing a podcast with a listener / fan? No idea how you go about picking one, but sure, some of us are fucking hilarious. Ask for a friend. Asking for a friend. And that's from a guy called SB17. I think there's a lot of things that people think are going to be way better in their head. For example, got my car washed and the fella was like, hey, you know, I've spoke to him a few times now. And he's like, you know, I'm getting married soon. How much do you charge for weddings? And I was like, I don't do them. And he's like, oh, I'll be some crack for you to do. And I'm like, nope, no, it wouldn't. Wouldn't be good crack at all for me to get up and do stand-up in the middle of it. Abso-fucking-lutely not. Absolutely not. There was comedians at my fucking wedding and you couldn't have fucking paid them to do a stand-up set, which is, imagine, it's what you're trying to do. But, like, they just wouldn't, they wouldn't have done it. So I think what I'm trying to say is a podcast with a fucking listener would be shit. Unless you're bringing some fucking heat to the table. You know, are you an interesting person? What do you do? What am I just going to sit there and be like, so what do you think happened to Madeleine McCann? Oh, I think she's dead. All right. Okay. And do you play Fortnite? Oh, that's great. What's a... Mickey's on with me. What sort of porn do you like? Do you like porn? Or something? I don't think it would work, bro. Podcast question. What came first? Stand-up or Barry the Blender? Well, stand-up as an art form definitely was around before I invented a Barry the Blender character. But if you're talking about for me, yeah, the Barry the Blender video came out, or two of them came out, I think, shortly before I started stand-up. So you're talking maybe 3 or 4 months before, something like that. Not getting much legs out of these fucking questions. By the way, I put on my Instagram story the playlist that I was listening to last week, early 2000s rap / hip hop, and the wee fucking avatar is Ludacris, and then Ja Rule like had an album called Exodus. What a cock. Can you think of more funny euphemisms for guys wanking or girls wanking? Oh, can you think of more for a guy wanking? I mean, there's tons, you know. Let me see. Euphemism. Can't spell. For masturbating. Imagine someone was like, oh yeah, I love just looking at euphemisms and just masturbating. Masha will have a list. Let's see. I consent. Take my cookies, you whore. Poaching the egg. Absolutely not funny. Shaking hands with the milkman. Okay. You see, there's probably really only 20, but they've been like, let's do 50. I'm going to rattle through these fucking... Manual override. Marching the penguin. This is just like they're absolutely scraping the barrel now. That could be one. I'm scraping my barrel. Petting the cat. What? Lone rangering. Doesn't work. Boxing the one-eyed champ. Doesn't work. Cerebral palsy. Celebrating Palm Sunday. What? Nulling the void. Doesn't work. Visiting the safety deposit box. Doesn't work. Orbiting the Venus. These are the most American, like, you know, I'm in work, so I can't really say wanking. Singing soprano. Debugging the hard drive. Clicking. These are the fucking, this is the very worst of the internet. There is some fucking guy wearing those trainers that I bought this morning with a short sleeve check shirt tucked into his fucking mom jeans. Cooking cucumbers. Taking the self-guided tour. This is the fucking shucking the corn. That's all right. Softening the peach. What? Paddling the pink canoe. Scratching Yoda behind the ears. Don't get that one. Burping the worm. That's pretty funny. You know, I've heard that expression before. To burp the worm. Disgusting. Rotating the drive head. Keynoting in... making soup. I'm so tired reading these. Minding the gap. Watching the Magic Mike XXL trailer. Women are so silly when it comes to shit like that. Like, oh God, Magic Mike. You know? Oh my God, 50 Shades of Grey. And you're like, stop. Are you doing that like false modest or like false thing where you're like, I'm going to pretend that this is scandalous so that I don't have to let on that I'm a full-blown whore. Here we go. Please, this one has a checklist. Spanking the monkey. We're getting there. Five-finger shuffle. Yes, making the bald man cry. Sexist, racist against bald people. Poaching your egg. That's fucking rank. I don't know what that is. Beating your meat. Blowing your own horn. Riding the mayonnaise surf. Too long. These things are too long. Battling the purple-headed yogurt slinger. Too long. Shucking corn. Waxing your carrot. Tugging the slug. Windsurfing on Mount Baldy. No. Squirt hockey. Hand shandy. Smush smush. Oozing your noodle. Burping the worm. Wanking? I'm just going to take wanking. Pocket pinball. Badgering the witness. I mean, some people are like, oh, I'm pocket pinball, as in like I've got my hand in my pocket wanking. Such a pervert move. Who's got their hand in their pocket grabbing their dick? Perverts at playgrounds going, fuck's sake. Wrestling the eel, liquidating the inventory, too long and pointless. Hoisting your, what? Jerking the gherkin, funny because it rhymes. Cooking cucumbers, eh? Said that before, still don't get it. Much ado about nothing. Shuffling your iPod. Strangling the Cyclops. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Buffing the Vampire Slayer. Seasoning your meatloaf. Practicing politics. Tossing egg salad. Horrendous 23 skidoo. Don't get it. Crying on the toilet. Tartar sauce rainbow. These are fucking... I mean, they literally ran out of ideas after three. What a load of cake. There's, I don't know, it depends. There's probably less for female masturbation, but it's funnier. You know what I mean? Diddling your skittle. You know what I mean? Ever done any material that you regret or cringe at, even though it may have got a great response at the time? Every fucking bit I do is a bit cringy, to be honest. For me, especially if I had to watch it back. I don't know. I think I would remember. I would remember if I did something that was terrible. And also, I feel like you only have to try it once before you're like, okay, that's absolutely unacceptable. So there you go. I'm trying to think. No, I don't know. I would know if I had a bit before that was a bit unsavoury, but they're all a bit rough, so who gives a fuck? Thoughts on Hugo in Belfast? Seems up your street. Yep, I've been in there. It was great. Also keen to hear these gigs in the mainland. Yep, we're working on it, bro. We're working on the fucking... we're working on it. Just takes a wee second, you know what I mean? You're trying to organise fucking, like, a run of gigs. Takes a little minute to hear back from them all so you can release all the dates in one go. So bear with. And the tickets will be on sale on the website. Favourite comedy festival to play or attend within Ireland and outside of Ireland? I've never fucking played at one. I've never been invited, to be honest. Very sad. But that's the story of my fucking quote-unquote comedy life, is I've had to just do well enough so that I can just call into these towns and cities and do my own gig. Favourite comedy festival? Yeah, I've never been at a comedy festival. Apart from the Edinburgh Fringe, which they'd let any cunt into. But yeah, maybe sometime I could get invited to whatever. What are Kilkenny? What are we talking here? Galway? What else? What else have they got? Vodafone one? I don't know. Someone give me a call, fuck's sake. Who else are you getting down there? Bunch of assholes. On a scale of Michael Jackson to Kate and Jerry McCann, how much do you like children? I don't really like children, to be honest. You know what I mean? When they're around me, I'm like, get me out of here. You know what I mean? But I think that's a fairly standard dude thing, isn't it? You just can't be arsed to other people's kids. You're like, shut the baby up. Take it away. Bring it back when it's 27. Any upcoming Derry gigs? We're trying to get something, preferably midweek. This is fucking... Would you ever do any in-character improv, or do you prefer having everything pre-written beforehand? Let me tell you something. Every fucking time somebody steps on stage, it's pre-written. And I'll be honest, I do a lot of fucking improvised stuff on stage. You know, for a stand-up, I probably do a lot more than the average stand-up. Although I don't know why that sounds snide. You know, like, do you ever do stuff in character, improvised? Or do you prefer to have everything pre-written? I don't like doing characters on stage because they're just fucking... They're like... I don't know. I've never seen it done well. I just don't want to be that person. I don't want to be going to a fucking gig and have a suitcase with me to change into. Fuck that. I'll let Partridge do his thing. Also, you're out of your mind if you don't think that he writes absolutely fucking everything that goes on up there. Cracker show on Friday, bud, but should bouncers remove people who clearly are being twatish? Yeah. Absolutely. Without a doubt. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm still getting paid. So it has no effect on me. The people that it affects, you know, are the people like who have paid in, and all they're doing is watching me telling one person to shut the fuck up. So yeah, they should be fucked out. They should be warned. They should be like, listen, make any more noise, you're out because you're disruptive. But I don't even think there was bouncers on in that fucking bar. That's the problem. Should have done the gig. Someone sent me this, yeah, male rapper called Zuby identifies as female to break the women's weightlifting. I mean, that's the thing, everyone's so afraid to fucking offend anybody that they can't go, listen, you can't just identify as a female and go in and lift, like, do a powerlifting competition and fucking win it, because you're a man. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that, you know, it's like, it's happened before, but there was like a tennis match where someone's like, no, that's a real girl. She was born in the wrong body. And you're like, really? You know, it seems like a shame that she was born in the wrong body, but oh my, is it benefiting her now when she's playing tennis at 6'4", demolishing the fucking female opponents? Oh, what a shame. What a sad story that they were born in the wrong body. Well, here we are in the fucking WNBA with a cock and a slam dunk from hell. It's just, it's fucking weird. Have a transgender league or something. You know, that's the only way it's fair. You know, it's like you gotta just make a new fucking league. Because if you're sort of, and people are like, there's no such thing as gender. There is when it comes to like biological fucking development. You know? If you were to feel my shoulder and then grab Maureen's shoulder, which is about the size of a minstrel, you're like, there's clearly a genetic difference here. If we got into a fight, it'd be a disaster. Crazy. Do you many, this is how this is worded, do you many cunts complaining about jokes, i.e. the politically correct police? No, I hear nothing. In fact, this is the funny part. I've had more shit about lineups at Lavery's. I've had more shit about people going, why is there no girls on this lineup? Why is there no fucking diversity on this lineup? Which already is like you assuming that there aren't any fucking gay dudes or trans dudes or anything on the lineup. Now, are there? No, just big fat straight dudes who love tits. But, in fact, personally, I think it's a fucking relief to have, you know, a bunch of close mates who all do stand-up who are fucking, you know, men, actual fucking men. You know, straight up, cisgendered, fucking responsible men. Because normally it's a bunch of fucking weirdos and fucking dropouts and fucking drug addicts and shit that do comedy. And I'm like, no, these are all fucking smart, you know, well-to-do chaps who work hard. Shout out to them dudes. Like I said, no complaints about jokes, just about lineups and shit, which is so fucking lazy. You're the laziest social justice warrior ever. I'm not gonna come down and pay in to be offended. So I'll stay at home and be offended. Ugh. Piece of shit. Not a question. Just want to say cheers to putting out so much content out so often. The podcast in particular keeps me sane on my hour-long commute and has on occasion been an escape from a shitty day. Shout out to you, Phil. Looking forward to the SSE gig. Hopefully get a few comedy clubs and a live podcast this year too. Nice one. More than welcome. Up the bloody hoods. Still freaks me out that people are like, oh yeah, just literally had a shit day. Put your podcast on, try and have a good time. This one, not so entertaining. Not going to lie to you. You know what I mean? We're talking about fucking old man shoes and a bunch of shit I can't even remember. But yeah, I'll keep doing it and enjoy it. Well, Colin, I know it's not really up your street, but I'm in a band and we're really struggling to get venues to take a chance on us. Any advice? I don't know. What's your? I don't know. There's no information here. Do you have material? You know what I mean? Have you filmed stuff? Are you able to send these people to like, you know, a fucking video link or something? You know, are you able to go, here's us playing? Do you know what I mean? You have to really make it easy for people. I've had people, you know, send me messages about different stuff like, oh, fucking, do you want to do a gig? How much you charge for a gig? And I don't even respond because I'm like, give me more info. I'm not going to fucking go back and forward with 9 emails with you. Sure, where's the gig? What's the fee like? Do you have a PA system? What sort of crowd do you get? I'm not going to do it. How much for a gig? Not happening, ever. You know, same thing. It depends how you approach these people. Like, hey, can we get a gig in your bar? And they've went, no, I don't fucking know you or give a shit. Are you playing original music or covers or whatever? I think the good thing to do nowadays is just have a ton of videos. You know, get someone you know with a fucking decent video camera. Make some decent videos. You know, do some quirky shit. Do some cool covers. You know, have a cool video made on the cheap. Just have lots of material ready for people to look at. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not big into I don't know what the crack is with the band world. I can barely keep it together as one like singular comedian. Did you ever think you'd be playing the SSE? Was it like a long-term goal? I mean, I don't fucking know. It was just like, it was just like logically the next step. You know, you got to keep pushing yourself for the crack. It was like a long-term goal. I don't know what's going to happen after I do that. Like, but sure. Did you ever think you'd be playing the SSC? I don't know. It's just a venue, like, isn't it? It's the fucking. It's just a room. It's literally just a room. That's all it is. So we'll see. Come January, it should be good crack. Long-term goals. I don't know. My long-term goals aren't really like one singular gig. You know, you go like, oh, my goal is to play here someday. I mean, it's a bit like, I read in this thing, someone was talking about like an army fitness test, and they were like, oh yeah, if you can do 15 chin-ups, you should be, it's a good sort of tell on like the standard of your general all-around fitness. Because you should be like in shape enough, light enough, strong enough upper body, good enough stamina, whatever, if you can do 15 chin-ups. Now, it's one of them things, if you're a fat cunt and you're going, I want to do 15 chin-ups, you can't really just work chin-ups till you can do 15. You kind of have to get all-around fit. Same with the Odyssey. It's not like I went, oh yeah, I'm going to just go to fucking, I just want to do the Odyssey. It's like your all-around game has to be good enough for you to get to the level that you can, you know, book somewhere like the fucking Odyssey. It's like your popularity, your fucking online presence, your numbers, you know, your consistency. Everything has to be up here, funny-wise, before you can go and do something like that. So, it wasn't really a long-term fucking goal. It was literally just, what have we done up till now? What would be the next fucking development? And that's it, really. None of that made sense, but you know what I'm saying. Let's get in these questions. What about Culchi Strip Club merch? Definitely would buy a tee that says Welcome to Milkers on the front. Yeah, we need to get some sort of illustrator on it that can do like a sort of dodgy drive-by looking, you know, Las Vegas fucking brothel type place with a big sign that says Welcome to Milkers, you know, and a girl with the three tits from Total Recall or whatever that movie is. Where's the best seats still available for your SSC Arena show? What? Where's the best seats still available? I don't fucking know. This is the fucking state of the internet, you know? Guys, like, you're doing a gig in Derry, preferably midweek. Why have I to tailor to fucking everybody? You know? I'll travel up. I'll fucking rent the place for thousands of pounds. I'll take the risk. I'll try and promote it. All you have to do is fucking have a few tins of beer in the house and walk down. That's it. You want me to fucking pick a day for you? Lunatic. You want me to look up seats, bro? Where's the best seats? I don't know. That's subjective. I don't know what fucking seats are going to be good for you. But what I will say is not many left at all. Selling out the Odyssey like it's fucking none. Randomly watched the new Amy Schumer show on Netflix over the weekend. What's your opinion on her as a stand-up? I mean, I thought she was good until I found out that she had a load of jokes that were like Dave Attell's and Patrice O'Neill's and stuff like that. So slightly went off her a wee bit. Why don't you put together a General Banter podcast playlist on Spotify? Keep the hungry bastards off your back. Can't be arsed. And that's the just straight up facts about it. It would mean maintaining a thing for free that I can't be arsed doing. When, again, spoon feeding people. I can't sit on a podcast and go, I'm going to, like, whatever week, I'm going to play this fucking And So I Watch You From Afar track. You can't skip back 15 seconds and go, what did he say? All right, look that up and then I'll find it. You know, people are like, I just listened to you introduce the tune there. Tell me what it was again so I can look it up. Look it up, you lazy cunt. You know what I'm saying? The amount of I'm a black belt in Google from trying to find shit myself. What was the last Lavery's playlist? It should be on my Spotify as Lavery's playlist. Best place for a mean steak in Northern Ireland vicinity. The best place probably was that Bull and Ram, which now shut down. So I don't know where the fuck you get good steak now. I'm sure there's like one up Lisburn Road, isn't there? Steakhouse. Oh, I can't click on that. Article 13, EU's divisive new copyright plan explained. Hold on. Worst gig you've had in Belfast. Cheers for the podcast. I don't know. Does Newcastle count as Belfast? Because it was terrible. Well, Colin, Aaron's cousin here, Jack McCann. I mean, that sounds like one of the fucking euphemisms for masturbating. I'm in here, Jack and McCann. Any chance you could let me come on the podcast to chat absolute shite and have a laugh? My head isn't as big as Aaron's, but it's not far off it. McCann 2.0, they call me. Do they? Listen, the day that Aaron McCann can drive you up to fucking my house, you can be in the podcast. How about that? And then Vittorio Angeloni's sent me a fucking video there of the Pope just meeting people, which you will see memed for the next week. Basically, people are walking up to Pope Francis, shaking his hand. And I don't know whether he's a germaphobe or there's like 400 people in the line, but he does the quickest, like, he'll touch their hand and they go to kiss it and he'll move his hand and go, go away, go away, go away. Imagine you're a grown adult and you walk up to a guy with fucking like silk cloaks all over him and you want to kiss his hand. Sort your life out. Oh, let me go up to the Pope and let me kiss his hand because hopefully, you know, he'll fucking do something. Meanwhile, you're the 800th person in the line having kissed his stinking fucking child finger in hand. Brutal. Absolutely fucking brutal. Let me just see one thing here. Martin Kelly. Yeah, shout out to that guy. Let me just fucking see if I can go back and see this article. They got a new thing. Here we are. What is Article 13, the EU's divisive new copyright plan, explained? Article 13 of the EU's new copyright directive has sparked a huge controversy online, with the YouTube campaigning strongly against the proposal. We explain why. Big changes are coming online copyright across the European Union. After years of debate and negotiations, politicians have passed sweeping changes following a final vote in the European Parliament. The changes have proved controversial, with critics being opposed to two specific parts of their law, Article 11 and Article 13. Stop saying article. Don't know what they are. They form part of a wider regulations which were passed. The European Union Directive on Copyright in the Digital Single Market, to use its full name, requires the likes of YouTube, Facebook and Twitter to take more responsibility for copyrighted materials being shared illegally on their platforms. It's become known by the most controversial segment, Article 13, which critics claim will have a detrimental impact on creators online. YouTube and YouTubers have become the most vocal opponents of the proposal. You going to tell me what it is? Despite Article 13 and the directive on copyright being passed by the EU regulators, it will now have to be implemented that the individual countries within the Union... Oh, it'll have to be implemented by the individual countries? Can't read. To help clear things up, here's Wired's... Oh, fuck off! I read that all that shit, and then it's like, here's Wired's guide to this bullshit. Let me see what they say. And 8 minutes long. I should watch this. The European Union has a plan to fix a way that copyright works on the internet. You've probably heard of it. It's called Article 13, and it's a bound to come law throughout the European Union. But there's a problem. Article 13 is really controversial, and some people think it could completely change the way we share content online and make it really difficult for small sites to compete with tech giants. So what is Article 13? It's actually just one small part of a much wider directive called the Directive on Copyright in the Digital Single Market. The whole point of the directive, according to the EU, is to help spread money more evenly between the people that make content, like musicians and journalists, and the platforms that host and share that content. The EU argues that up until now,
big platforms like Google News or YouTube who are making loads of money by hosting other people's creative content, but they haven't been funneling much of that cash back to the people who made it in the first place. That's where Article 13 comes in. The idea is to make sure that platforms have licenses for any copyrighted content they want to host. And if they can't...
Okay. It's getting a bit fucking deep there, but I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing or not. I mean, my worry would be that, like, you see, I take a bit of an issue with, maybe it should be really hard to be like a fucking online person who makes money, because if it became easier and YouTube and the likes of all those people, Facebook, I mean, Facebook definitely need to sort their shit out, because if a person organically grows a fucking following, like say my Buy the Blender page has like 161,000 people on it, I can't access those people unless I pay, which I think is a bit fucking gross. You know, there should be just like a bracket where they go, okay, you've got over 100,000 people, you're now in like a pro level thing, you got to pay, you know, £40 a month or something like that. Something, you know, similar to like fucking, you're paying like an internet fee or something like that. But yeah, it's weird. It's like, if everyone gets more money and gets fairer money for like making music or making content, nobody's gonna do shit anymore, you know? But I always had a problem with people who are just straight up content, you know, like, oh, I'm a vlogger. And you're like, and they're like, vlogger? I just vlog. And you're like, but it's, you know, you don't do anything else. You know, I like making vlogs, but I also am a comedian. So I don't know. I feel like you gotta be somebody, do something, and then vlog about it instead of just being a straight up vlogger, something like that. But I don't know. I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, I would be more concerned about like why YouTube can't realize that you've just used a few seconds of a song as part of a joke or something like that. You're not actually like trying to draw people into your fucking video just because you've used a fucking Justin Bieber song or some shit. I have no idea. I actually have no idea what I'm talking about. We just keep our head down and we fucking crack on with the dick jokes, and that's about it. We're 1 hour, 6 minutes in. I'm gonna have to get the fuck out of here. Some of us have, you know, front squats to do today and blow your thighs out again after a week of marching up a hill. But that's about it. I feel sick now. I've had too much caffeine, but sure. Off to the fucking races. Huh? Gonna get out of here. I don't have a song to finish on because, you know, let's get one of these videos monetized one of these days, bro. Just fucking one of these days. Had to cancel a tattoo tomorrow. I had a session booked in with my boy Jamie Donnelly down at Crooked Mile in Hollywood. If you want any fucking sweet work done, give that cunt a shout. Pristine tattoos. You know, he's got that style, got that perfect style, you know, where it's like, it kind of looks a bit cartoonish when you look at it, but then he knows that that transfers to skin very, very well. You know, you get all these real fucking hyper detailed tattoos. Give that a year and it's all a pile of shit. He does these ones where they just stay fucking like bold. I could be talking shit, but that's the impression I'm getting. Oh dear, here's Maureen. It's creepier when you do that. It's creepier when you just stand there. I'm just signing off. Help me sign off. It's a t-shirt that I wiped coffee up with. Is that my name?
I thought it was shit.
You thought it was shit.
Mm-hmm.
How's it been?
Great.
You haven't been on the podcast. I was literally just about to finish there, and then you come in and spoiled it.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna go now. Do you want to do a podcast someday with me?
Yeah, sure. I'm not as busy next week.
Very busy. Me and Maureen co-own a company now, so two directors just being real busy all over the place. Do you want to pick a song to end on? What's your favourite song this week?
Song is just... Oh, that sounds disgusting. What were you thinking of putting on?
Get some of that good breathing in. I don't know. I can't decide. I was maybe not going to do one so that the podcast actually has a monetized video for once.
What? Oh, the YouTube?
Instead of me playing a song.
Are you going to sing a song?
What? Give me a topic.
What? You what? Are you going to sing? You never sing songs for me.
Yeah, I don't think you want that bad singing. Okay, we'll just get out of here because I need to wait and I'm hungry and I need to do a workout as well. So, see you next time, guys. Conguest.com for merch. We'll probably have a new provider of merch very soon. Tickets for the SSE are on sale and going like hotcakes. Flat little sheets of hotcakes that are £25 each. more like acid. Going like sheets of acid at Woodstock. I'm going to stop touching this mic. Okay, that's everything really, isn't it? Next Laveries is the 3rd of April. Full lineup. I look like the worst ventriloquist act ever, don't I? I know, right. Yep. I'm going. Say bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. And we're away. Don't... Oh, no. Oh, that's disgusting. There was literally like a raggedy t-shirt here and I wiped up coffee with it and that looks like fucking Bobby Sands' neckerchief. Slamming the door. Right, I'm out of here. See yous later.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.